now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
The forces intent on writing discrimination into North Carolina's Constitution must be getting a little nervous these days. Not only did former Charlotte Mayor Richard Vinroot, a prominent Republican, come out against the marriage discrimination amendment, he made a compelling television ad against it with former Mayor Harvey Gann, a Democrat. That comes on the heels of other prominent conservatives expressing deep reservations about changing the Constitution to take rights away from a group of citizens. It's a document normally used to expand individual rights, not limit them. Business leaders are also weighing in, with a Bank of America executive recently announcing her opposition. Discrimination supporters also can't be happy that former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum announced recently he was suspending his presidential campaign. That means there won't be much of a Republican presidential primary May 8th, and that translates into much lower Republican turnout, especially among Santorum supporters, who would be among the voters most likely to support the discrimination amendment. The election is now just 3 weeks away, and the momentum is clearly on the side of folks fighting to keep discrimination out of the state's constitution. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.